We pop pills, we rub on creams, we get injections, but do we ever really think about what it took to get that medicine into our hands?
It's funny, isn't it? We trust these products with our health, but we rarely consider the journey they take from the factory to us.
And it turns out that journey has a huge impact on how well that medication actually works.
That's exactly right. And that's what we're diving deep into today, the world of packaging, storage, and the cold chain. How these often unseen factors play a critical role in making sure a drug stays potent and safe for you, the patient.
We're pulling from a mix of sources today, some official, some research-based. We've got the Code of Federal Regulations, the CFR, which is kind of the rule book for all of this.
And then we've got some great scientific articles that dig into the nitty-gritty of how drugs are developed and how they're kept stable over time.
And, you know, as always, we're not just throwing information at you. Our mission is to break this down, make it understandable, and help you really grasp why these behind-the-scenes steps are so important.
Because at the end of the day, it's all about making informed decisions about our health. So, first things first, why is it so important that a drug stays stable and effective from the moment it's made until, you know, you pick it up at the pharmacy?
Yeah, why does it matter? Like, we assume it just works, right?
Well, think about it. A drug, any drug, is essentially a complex chemical recipe. And for that recipe to work as intended, it needs to remain intact. Stability, in the world of pharmaceuticals, refers to the drug's ability to maintain its original chemical properties and strength over a period of time. If a drug degrades, meaning it breaks down or changes its composition in any way, it might not have the desired effect.
So it could just be weaker.
Yeah, it could be less effective, but even worse, it could potentially create harmful byproducts.
Oh, wow. So it's not just about it not working. It could actually become dangerous.
Exactly. So efficacy, which is how well the drug actually works to treat whatever condition it's for, is entirely dependent on that initial stability being preserved.
Makes sense. So you need that precise chemical structure to do its job, or it's not going to work the way it should. All right, let's start at the beginning of a drug's journey, the packaging. It's the first thing we see, right? But what are some of the challenges in making sure that packaging really does its job properly?
Material selection is a big one. I mean, the container has to be compatible with the drug itself. We have to be absolutely sure that there's no chemical reaction between the packaging and the medication.
Oh, I see. So you can't just use any old plastic bottle?
No, you can't. And even more importantly, you have to make sure that nothing from the packaging leaches into the drug.
Oh, so no contamination, basically.
Right. Because even a tiny amount of contamination could change the drug's composition and effectiveness.
That makes sense. So the packaging is like a barrier.
It is. It's a crucial barrier against environmental factors that can also degrade the medication, things like moisture, light, and oxygen.
Right. Those can really mess things up. And I imagine the FDA has something to say about all of this.
Oh, absolutely. The FDA has very strict guidelines around the protective function of packaging.
So there are specific regulations for what kinds of containers and closures can be used for different medicines.
There are. The Code of Federal Regulations, specifically Title 21, Parts 211 and 212, lay out all of that. It's all about good manufacturing practices for pharmaceuticals. And there are detailed sections that mandate the examination and approval of every single component, containers, closures, the whole nine yards.
Wow, so it's super detailed.
It is, because it's all about guaranteeing that those components don't affect the drug negatively, its identity, its strength, its quality, and its purity. It's about safeguarding the drug's integrity right from the start, from the moment it's sealed in that package.
Okay, that makes sense. So the regulations are not just a suggestion, they're the law. What about keeping things out of the packaging, like preventing bacteria or other contaminants from getting in?
Oh, that's another incredibly important role of packaging. And it's also covered in the regulations. You know, CFR Title 21, Part 110, which actually deals with good manufacturing practices for food, offers a really helpful comparison here. It talks about keeping equipment and food containers clean and sanitized. And the same principle applies to drug packaging.
Makes sense. You don't want a dirty container messing up your medicine. So we've got packaging that has to be inert, protective, and clean. But what happens once the drug is all sealed up? It goes into storage, right? And I'm guessing where and how it's stored is just as important.
You're absolutely right. Storage conditions, especially temperature control, are absolutely crucial for maintaining drug stability.
Yeah.
You see, many medications have very specific temperature ranges that must be maintained throughout their entire shelf life.
So when we see those labels that say store in a cool, dry place or refrigerate after opening, they're serious.
Those are not just suggestions, no. They're based on really rigorous stability testing. It's all part of the drug development process. FDA Regulatory Affairs, a guide for prescription drugs, medical devices, and biologics, explains that during phase 3 clinical trials.
That's the final phase of testing before a drug gets approved, right?
Exactly. During that phase, they establish the final formulation of the drug, what claims they can make about it, how stable it is, the packaging, and critically, the storage conditions.
So all that's figured out before it even hits the market.
Right. And those recommended storage temperatures are based on scientific data that shows how the drug behaves under different conditions.
This is where I get really interested. We're talking about keeping things cool and dry in a warehouse or a pharmacy, but what about drugs that absolutely have to be kept at very low temperatures? Like, I've heard of this thing called the cold chain, but I don't really know what it is.
The cold chain is basically a temperature-controlled supply chain, but specifically for pharmaceuticals that need refrigeration. It covers every step of the way, from the moment the drug leaves the manufacturing facility until it gets to the patient. It's a whole intricate network of transportation and distribution. And the biggest challenge, maintaining a consistent specific temperature range throughout the entire journey.
Wow, that sounds like a logistical nightmare. Think about it. From trucks to planes to warehouses to pharmacies to hospitals, so many handoffs.
Exactly. And at any one of those points, the temperature control could be compromised. Hmm. You could have a refrigeration unit breakdown during transport, delays that expose the drugs to extreme temperatures, even something as simple as a loading dock door being left open too long. All of these can have a significant impact, especially for very sensitive medications.
So things like vaccines, which are super temperature sensitive.
Exactly. Vaccines, certain biologics, things like that. They're very delicate, especially those new cutting-edge biologics. These are complex drugs derived from living organisms, and they tend to be way more susceptible to changes in their environment.
Makes sense. So we've talked about the what and the why of proper handling, but let's go back to the regulations. Who sets these rules for packaging, storage, and the cold chain, and what exactly do they cover?
The FDA plays a central role in all of this. Their main goal is to make sure that every pharmaceutical product that reaches a patient is safe and effective. And the Code of Federal Regulations is a cornerstone of that. It mandates proper handling, storage, and controls throughout a drug's entire life cycle, from manufacturing all the way to distribution.
So it's not just good practice, it's the law. What are some specific things that the CFR dictates in this area?
Well, it covers a lot. For packaging, it specifies that you need the right containers and closures to protect the drug from degrading or becoming contaminated, like we talked about earlier with Title 21, Parts 211 and 212, the good manufacturing practices. For storage, it emphasizes maintaining the right temperature and making sure there's good inventory management so drugs don't expire or sit around in the wrong conditions. And while there isn't one specific section just for the cold chain, the general principles of maintaining product quality and preventing degradation apply throughout transportation and distribution too.
So it's like this whole intricate system working in the background that we never even think about, but it's there to make sure our medicines are what they're supposed to be.
It really is. It makes you appreciate all the layers of protection that are built in. Now, even though our sources don't go into specific examples of storage failures, based on everything we've talked about, what kind of things could go wrong if these packaging, storage, or cold chain processes fail?
Yeah, what are the potential consequences here?
Well, if any of these critical areas go wrong, it can lead to some pretty serious problems. You could see recalls of medications if a batch has been compromised because it was stored improperly or the packaging was faulty. The drug itself might break down and lose its potency, meaning it won't be effective for the patient. And even more worryingly, harmful byproducts could form as the drug degrades, posing a risk to the patient's safety.
Wow, that's scary. So a medicine designed to help could actually end up being useless or even dangerous.
Exactly. Imagine a shipment of a life-saving vaccine gets stuck on a tarmac in extreme heat for hours because of some logistical error. The consequences for the people waiting for that vaccine could be disastrous.
That's a really sobering thought. So, are there any cool innovations happening in packaging, storage, or cold chain technology to try and make things safer and more reliable?
Oh, there are tons. In packaging, we're seeing new materials with better barrier properties to protect against moisture, light, and oxygen. We're also seeing smart technology integrated into the packaging itself, like temperature-sensitive indicators that change color if the product gets too hot or too cold. And in the cold chain, there's a growing reliance on real-time temperature monitoring devices that track conditions throughout the entire supply chain.
So if the temperature goes out of range, someone knows about it immediately.
Exactly. And that allows for quicker intervention, preventing potentially compromised products from reaching patients.
That sounds like a huge step forward. So what about the pharmaceutical companies themselves? What are they doing to make sure they're meeting all these regulations and keeping their products safe throughout this whole process?
Compliance is key. They have to have really detailed standard operating procedures, or SOPs, for every single step, from packaging the drug to storing it and shipping it. And then there's continuous temperature monitoring and meticulous documentation that's all mandated by good manufacturing practices, or GMP. It's a whole structured approach to ensuring quality and integrity at every stage.
So it's not just about following the rules, it's about having their own internal checks and balances.
Exactly. It's about building a whole culture of quality and vigilance.
It's pretty amazing how much goes into making sure that the medication we pick up at the pharmacy is safe and effective.
It really is a complex and fascinating system. And what's so interesting is how interconnected it all is: the packaging material, the storage conditions, the cold chain logistics. It all has to work together perfectly to guarantee the quality of the final product.
It's a good reminder that there's a lot happening behind the scenes that we don't always see.
Absolutely. And it makes you think, doesn't it, about all the other hidden processes that go into the products we use every day.
So, to wrap things up, we've learned that packaging, storage, and the cold chain are absolutely crucial in making sure our medicines are stable and work as intended.
And that there are some pretty big challenges involved in each of these areas, from choosing the right packaging materials to keeping temperatures stable during shipping all over the world.
But luckily, there's a strong regulatory framework in place to make sure everything is done properly.
And as pharmaceutical supply chains get even more complex and global, it's important to think about how world events and logistical issues could impact the reliability of the cold chain and the delivery of essential medicines.
It's a constantly changing landscape, and it requires constant innovation and vigilance.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of pharmaceutical logistics.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you've gained a new appreciation for this often overlooked but incredibly important part of the healthcare industry. It really makes you wonder about all the other unseen processes that keep our world running smoothly.
It really does.
Until next time, keep those curious minds engaged.
We'll see you then.